Collective, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're so honored, Father. We're so privileged, Father. We just give you glory and honor and praise, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We just acknowledge you, Father, in everything that we do and all our ways, my Father God. For you're such an awesome God, Father. You're such a mighty God, Father, who have done great things, my Father. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our heart all the great and mighty things that you're doing, that you've done, and that you're continuously doing in and through us and for us, Father God. And for that, Lord, we say thank you, Father. We come through your gates with thanksgiving, Father. We come unto your court with praise, Father. Hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise, Father, for you're so worthy, Lord, of all our praises, my Father. What a mighty God you are. There's none like you, Father, in all the earth. How great is our God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father, for this radio broadcast that you have afforded us, Lord, to be on, that we can come, Father, and just do what you call us to do, Father, to edify the body of Christ, to build your people up, Father, for the work of their assignment and their ministry and their purpose, Father, until we all reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, Father. We call it the holy place, Father. This radio broadcast, our Bible studies, our prayer lines, Father, our church services, Father, our prayer meetings, my Father, all of our services to you, Lord. We call it the holy place, Father. So we come through your gates with thanksgiving. We come through your courts with praise. We come through the holy place, Father, and we don't stop there, Lord. We go all the way into your literal presence. Because you are appointed unto every last one of us, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, the golden scepter of righteousness. That says, Father, that because of what Christ has done for us, and because of what he's done for us has cleansed us up from all unrighteousness, therefore, Father, we can come boldly to the throne of your grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So, Father, as always, we take you up on this invitation, Father, and here we are, Father, in your presence, Lord, sitting at the king's table, eating the king's food, Father. We thank you, Father, for what you speak, Lord, through your men and women of God, your mighty men and mighty women of God, Father, that you have raised up, Father, to minister your word to mankind, Lord. And we're grateful for that, Lord. But, Father, we found out something that there's a more sure word, Father, that not only can we hear what we say to each other about what you say, but we can hear what the Holy Spirit say to us about what we say to one another, Father. Therefore, Lord, we'll be eating from the king's table, eating the king's food, and allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to all of us. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this broadcast today. We give you leeway. You take the lead, we play the background. Hallelujah. Now we ask, Lord, that Holy Spirit, that you would minister to us, that you would bring in us in remembrance of everything that Jesus Christ told us And that the same way that the Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus Christ, may you be upon us in this radio broadcast today. Have your way, Holy Ghost. And Father, we thank you. Jesus, we bless you, Lord, and hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Have your way, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land. Hallelujah. Once again, what an honor. Not just for us to go into the presence of the Lord, but for every last one of you to go into the presence of the Lord, too. And listen, I don't want you to take that lightly, you know. If you're listening to this radio broadcast, it's the indication that God has called you to come into his presence. Hallelujah. And you can go there without any sense of guilt or condemnation. Now, you can't go there on your own and in your own ability and in your own strength. No man can come to God except he be drawn by the Holy Spirit. So if you are on this radio broadcast today, that's an indication that the Holy Spirit is drawing you, man, past this radio broadcast, past what we have to say, so that you not only hear what we have to say, but that you hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you about what we say. So let's allow the Holy Spirit to just minister to us and edify us and build us up and strengthen us up so that we can be everything that God say we can be, do everything that God say we can do, and have everything that God say we can have. And once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to fellowship with every last one of you on this radio broadcast today that's listening. Hallelujah. To sit at the King's table and eat the King's food. Hey, today I have special guests with us today, you know, and that's my precious friends, you know, Apostle Ronald and Pastor Earlene Edison from Divine Intervention Ministry here in the Bunker, Louisiana area, you know. And they're going to be ministering to us in the area, you know. Better Divine Intervention Ministry here in the Bunker, Louisiana area. Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ronald.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for our Pastor Arthur Laval, for God extending his, our presence to Arthur Laval to find us another opportunity to just share the word of God with our people of God, just share the words to say today. It's really a blessing and an honor that they just knowing and being a part in Pastor Arthur's life as a real brother in Christ Jesus and his beloved wife, Sister Gail. And I thank God for my wife, Pastor Ernine, here with us today at Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry. Here at 1909 Highway 71 North in a bunker here at 1909. And we have a word that God has been sharing with me. My heart has been in. The two of them, Galatians 5:6, has been in. Galatians chapter 6:9, I've been reading the translation of the King James Version Bible. And it says that in verse 7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Verse 8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And in verse 9, he says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So this is, we know that this is Paul epistle. He is the author of this text. And one thing I know about, even in the days of Christ, reading his writings, he will give an analogy that he liked to use and reference most of the time about agriculture. We know that that was their source of income. And just like Paul days, the people will live off the land, you know, agriculture, planting crops and everything. But if I was doing a study on this, yesterday and today, and you know, my mind kind of reflected back on Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, when the first law, the physical law, was established, but yet it also began to be a spiritual law. And I want to read Genesis chapter 8, 22. It says, while the earth remained, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Here we find out in the beginning, this God established and ordained a physical law, but yet it was also spiritual. You know, I think about around the 1600s, it was this scientist, he studied physics, and his name was Sir Isaac Newton. And he is credited with the discovering and formulating the law of universal gravitation. Just bear with me, we're going somewhere with this today. And famously inspired by a falling apple in the 1600s, he was watching the falling apple fall from a tree, which prompted Newton to question if the same force affecting objects on Earth also governed the motion of the moon and planets. In other words, what goes up must come down. You know, there's a physical law, and there's also a spiritual law. The physical law declares that the gravitational law says what goes up must come down. But there's another law that says, that is called aerodynamics. In other words, aerodynamics supersedes the law of gravity. In other words, the law of gravity, Sir Newton's, Isaac Newton's theory, said what goes up must come down. But aerodynamics really states that just because something goes up doesn't necessarily have to come down. In essence, an airplane that go high in the sky or a rocket, it got fuel. They can go up and stay there for a long time, but they don't just have to drop down as soon as they go up. They can stay up in the air for a good while until either they can be refueled in the air or they got to come back down. But in that perspective point of view, in a spiritual, there's a spiritual law. And the spiritual law of God is dealing with a seed. Dealing with sowing. We know that in the gospel it mentioned in Mark about there was a parable of a sower that went to sow a seed. And we know that that seed that was sown was the word of God. And we remember reading this parable that some had sowed on stony ground and how you know it wasn't productive. But when Paul mentions about sowing in this text, you know, he was really giving an analogy of agriculture about, for instance, you could take a seed, a corn, a seed. You could take that seed of corn and plant it in the ground. And it's going to come up eventually in the future and become a harvest of corn, a crops. But we know whatever that seed would be your investment. So whatever you would put in the ground, the seed that is, determine what investment of the crop that be produced at your harvest. Therefore, if you would plant an orange seed, you know, an orange tree coming up. Mm-hmm. In a natural, that is, physical. And so whatever seed it is that you plant, that would be your investment. I want you to get this. But in a spiritual perspective point of view, with the word of God, spiritually, whatever you sow in the spiritual realm is what's going to be manifested from the intangible to the tangible in your life. You know, a lot of people try
to use this text and make it a naming and claiming religion.
Come on.
Some try to say that, you know, they might preach it at funerals, use it for money. But this passage of scripture is not dealing with anything pertaining to money, and it's not dealing with anything pertaining to name it and claim it for your benefit. So in verse 7 brings us here, it says that in verse 7, follow with me, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. It say, be not deceived. What do you mean by be not deceived? Paul is saying, be not deceived, because what God says in his word is going to come to pass. It's going to manifest itself. And he say, God is not mocked. So in other words, it can't be turned around. You can't be deceived, because God would not be mocked. His promises is the blessed assurances. It's covenant. So whatever God is saying, that what you would sow in the spirit is going to be reaped. You're going to reap in the spirit the things of God. Yes. How do we reap in the kingdom of God? Through the word of God, spending time with God in his presence by prayer and in the word of God, planting the seeds. In other words, here's the deal. The Bible clearly states in the book Ecclesiastes, for where a word of a king is, there's power.
Mm.
And he also declared in the creed in Proverbs 18 and 21, it said that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. See, we are living epistles. We're ambassadors for Christ. And God has anointed us by being children of God to proclaim in the atmosphere the word of God. See, the Bible says, my words are spirit and they are life. He say the flesh profit nothing, but my words are spirit and they are life. Take a special note and an example from the beginning at the God, before the creation, that is God. You notice that when you read the beginning, it said that God said, and God said, and God said, and all of a sudden you see that it say God saw.
Yes.
See, we got to say it until you see it.
Come on, bro.
Find you a passage of scripture dealing with your situation, and you sow it in the spiritual realm, and whatever you sow it, you will reap. You reap what you sow. So he says that, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. And then in verse 7, he gone down and say, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. You know, a lot of times, many theologians and other people, they read this passage right here, and when they talk about the flesh, they really try to say your earthly body. That's what they really think. But it's fleshly. Here's the deal. Inside our hearts, our own selfishness, our own self-centeredness, the way we want to do stuff, is your flesh. And you saw a good example in the Bible is the prodigal son. Remember, in his flesh, he said to his father, give me everything that you have stored up for me, of my inheritance. You know, I want to, in so many words, he said, I want to get out my own and just give me mine. Give me me.
Yeah.
So the father gave him what he asked. But because he acted in his flesh, he left and went to a foreign country and made himself a citizen of that company, and he wasted all his substance.
Mm.
And the Bible say he began to be at one. Why? Because he sowed in his flesh.
Mm.
When we sow in our flesh, there are consequences. There's consequences.
Amen.
But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Only the things of God that we do for the kingdom of God is going to last.
Yes, Lord.
That's the only thing that is eternal. Some people get misconstrued between eternal life and everlasting life. Eternal is when God come into us and we receive our Lord and Savior with the Holy Spirit. Right then and there, you receive eternal life right here on earth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Eternal. But something else takes place then. We become a catalyst and carriers of message of the seed that is, which is the word of God, to start allowing to proclaim and so in the spiritual realm for things to take place, the manifestation to take place in the natural in every situation, because it all began with a seed. That is a spiritual law from God.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
But it's not any words that we sow. You only have to sow and mandatory to sow the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Notice I said at the beginning, it said that God said, God said, God said, and then next thing you know, it said God saw.
Hallelujah.
So that means that we have the law, the keys that God has ever already given us. But we're not seeing the manifestation because you got your mouth closed. You got to open your mouth.
Yeah, Lord.
That's the only way, if the D said, if the only way, you know, you used to say back in the day, say a closed mouth don't get fed. You have to open your mouth for to get that food to go in there, huh?
Right.
So we have to speak it into existence.
Yes, Lord.
And he says that if you, he that sowed of the spirit, shall the spirit reap life eternal. And in verse 9, he's saying, let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Sometimes on the battlefield and sometimes doing our assignment, we going places, we doing this, we doing that. Some going on a job, traveling up and down the highways, and one thing after name or another look like the same old every day. And sometimes you do get weary on the journey. Sometimes you get tired. I like one translation says that don't get tired of doing good.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I know about this walk, sometimes if you allow the enemy to weary your spirit, then you get frustrated. And then from that frustration, you get angry. And from that angry spirit, you get discouraged. And next thing you know, you done threw the Bible down, stop going to church, stop reading your word, and you find yourself at a backslidden state, all because of weariness. Why you think even Isaiah had made mention in Isaiah 40 and 31, this is for somebody. He said, but they that wait up on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That word wait in Hebrew means kavah, which means to wait with expectancy.
Yes.
They use an analogy as a waiter that goes in a restaurant. They wait and they serve you at your table. You got to wait and serve God at the same time while you're waiting on your harvest to produce itself.
Yeah.
Some throw in the towel right before the breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. My God.
But it's a promise in here saying that you shall reap. That's a covenant word, shall. S-H-A-L-L. You shall reap. That's a promise, covenant word from the Lord. If you faint not, you will receive your harvest.
Yes,
sir. It's all in your mouth anyway. And then over here on the 10th verse, and I'm going to pass it on to Pastor Aline, it says in verse 10, in another perspective, point of view, it don't have anything to deal with sowing a seed on this one. It's saying we have, and as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith.
Yes, Lord.
Whenever you have an opportunity, do good unto all men, no matter what color, what neighborhood, what type of ministry they have, whether it's a mega church, a small church, or whoever. If you have an opportunity, do good to every person on this earth realm, if you can. And then he emphasized in the same passage, look what he said, especially, get that in your spirit, especially, especially, and I'm going to say it one more time so you can get it, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Yes, Lord.
We got to treat our brothers and sisters in Christ with love.
Yes, Lord.
Share one another's burdens. Because you know what? It's the honest God truth. It might be just the world perspective point of view. It's a cliche they use. They say what goes around comes around. Some say every dog got his day. But the Bible said what a man sowed, that's also reap.
Yeah, Lord.
It will come back around too. You know, sometimes some of the main people that you don't like or mistreat or mistrust is the same ones that God have to be a blessing to us.
Mm.
And the same ones that mistreat us or don't like us or don't want to be around us is the same one might need us one day to be a blessing for them. We might have that special prayer for their breakthrough that they couldn't even get through.
Hello.
Because God gave us the right seed in our mouth to declare and decree, and it take root and manifest itself on their behalf.
Yes, Lord.
So all things today is going to work together for our good, no matter what it is. But God wants us to know this here, that you reap what you sow.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you speak in that spiritual realm is going to manifest itself in the natural. Be careful what you say out your mouth, because it will come to pass.
Mm.
You can speak blessings or you can speak cursing. But the best thing to do is speak faith-filled words.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you can't build somebody up, don't tear them down.
In the Lord.
Build them up in the Lord. And at this time, I would like to pass this opportunity over to my wife, Pastor Eileen Edison.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It is always a blessing to be on the line with Pastor LaVall, and we thank God for his faithfulness of, you know, and his love to allow us to be on. So today I would like to talk to us about 8 reasons why people should pray. 8 reasons. Reason number 1. You know, it's to communicate with God. Daniel prayed unto the Lord, his God, to seek by prayer and supplication. When Daniel prayed, he honored God in his prayer. He just didn't come out and prayed. In order to pray to a God like Daniel did, you have to know that God. You must not just open up in prayer, but know the Lord, the God that you're talking to. Daniel prayed and he communicated with the Lord God. Prayed unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication. In other words, the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. Daniel was humble before the Lord, and he did it with fasting and praying and sackcloth and ashes. And he said, I prayed to the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keep in the covenant and mercy to them that love him, to them that keep it, his commandments. That's in Daniel 9 and verse 3 and through 7. When he prayed, Daniel knew the God that he was praying to.
Yeah.
Amen. And you have to know the God that you're praying to. Israel's prayer in Nehemiah 9:32-37. He confessed all the wrong that they did before the Lord. First, he repented, and he confessed everything that was wrong before God. See, we don't acknowledge the things that we do before God. We might say our Father prayer, but you don't repent. In verse 32, they acknowledge who God is. Once again, you have to know your God in order to communicate with him. They say he's a mighty God, the terrible God, the great God who keep his covenant and mercy, and he asked for God's forgiveness before he made his request. He not only prayed for himself, but for kings and princesses and priests and everything that he could think of that did not please the Lord. Jesus taught the correct way to fast in Matthew 6:16. In instruction, his followers not to be like hypocrites, looking gloomy or sad in their fast, but to practice it for God in secret. Yeah. Uh-huh. Secret, the sun you don't see, secret. So you don't do this so you can be seen. When you pray, you first must acknowledge God. Yeah. And then you go to him in secret. Yes. And you kneel down before him, and you take your body, you take your body as a sacrifice. Yes. You don't go have to get all dressed up and full of makeup and crosses and this and that, but practice not to be a hypocrite, but practice to be a sincere God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. So do it. When you do it in secret, God will reward you openly. You don't seem to be pleasing other people. You're seeking God for the right answers, so that you can do the right thing. In Isaiah 58:6-7, where he described the king of fasting, he truly desires. He said, loose the bands. This is the true, real way God wants us to be. He said, loose the bands of wickedness. Let all that wickedness, God is trying to get this wickedness out of the world.
Yeah.
And to undo heavy burdens. You got people out there, they're burdened down. They're on drugs, and they don't know which way to go. And you have people in depression, and they need help. They don't need you to condemn them, because they are in dire need of a blessing.
Yeah.
He said to the wickedness, undo wickedness. We need to stop and pray for all this wicked world. Everything that's going on in the world today is not pleasing God. He said also to let the oppressed go free. The oppressed out there, you got people depressed and don't know where to go or how to pray or who to seek. Don't turn them away, but pray for them and spend time with them. And it's to break the heavy bonds, you know, and share prayer with those who are in need. for whatever it is they may need, okay? And two, why people pray. Number two, why do people pray? But when you pray, you go into your room and shut your door. And you pray to the Father, which is in secret. And the Father, which see it in secret, will reward you openly. When you pray, it is a powerful privilege where we can receive God's presence and better understand who God really is. In Revelation 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he will be with me." See, when you ask God to come in, to knock on the door and to come on in and invite him to come in, God will come in your presence. He will come in your presence. You know, while it is God specifically, Jesus Christ. Jesus wants some doors to be open in our lives, but we won't let him in. We won't let Jesus is knocking on our heart's door, but we're not receiving that knock. When you're speaking in this verse, the wording directly refers to Jesus knocking and desiring to share a meal and a fellowship with those who open the door to him, or the doors to your heart, to sup with him and he with you. It signifies an intimate spiritual connection and a deep relationship, deep personal relationship. Some of us don't have that personal relationship with God. Some of us don't know how to invite God to come in. But all you have to do is set silence for a minute or two, and God will come in as you bow down before him and you worship him. God will enter into your heart's door. We pray to please God, to truly praise God in our prayer. Focus on his character, his actions, and his creation. God created all things. And when he created it, he looked back and it said it was good. Mm-hmm. And he acknowledged that his work was done. Yes. So when we acknowledge his attributes like love, power, and faithfulness, and express gratitude unto the Lord, surely he will come in. For his work in your life, such as salvation and daily provision, you can also praise God by honoring his name and focusing on him, not you, not what you need, but focusing on God. Because when you get in the Spirit, the Spirit will tell you how to pray. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will teach you. And when you come in the Spirit of God, then the presence of God is going to come and meet you where you're in your room. The sacrifice of wickedness is an abomination to the Lord. But the prayer of the upright is his delight. Yes, Lord. It is disgusting. It's disgusting, God, when we don't pray right. It's abomination. It's a disgust to God when we go to him, not acknowledging him, not worshiping him, you know, knowing his attributes. God is an awesome God, a mighty God, a holy God. Hallelujah. And ye who go before him must go in holiness. Yeah. We pray to God, number four, so that we don't fall into temptation. in Matthew 26:40-41, and we cometh unto, he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto him, to Peter, what could ye not watch for me for 1 hour? What and pray, watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And what happened to Peter? He cut the man's ear off because he didn't get up to pray that night. He could not stay with God for 1 hour. And so he sinned. He went ahead of God, and he sinned by making action before God with this soldier out. He wanted to take control over what God, Jesus, did not want him to have control of. The ear, because he did not pray. Mm-hmm. You have to pray and seek God for everything. But while men slept, the enemy came in, and he sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. We are to pray a prayer of confession, praying for others, and something we all should do. We pray for the afflicted, those who have problems or illnesses, pain and suffering, those who are merry if they are sick, anointed with oil. The prayer of faith shall save them, and the Lord shall raise them up. Yeah. And if they have committed any sins, they shall be forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Confess your sins to one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Number 6, pray for wisdom. James 5:1-5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and unbraided, not, and it shall be given unto you. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. A wave goes out, it comes back in. It goes out, it comes back in. It's not certain what it will do. So you have to be certain when you're praying to God. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Yes. Number 7, because Jesus did it. Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out. And he departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Jesus often prayed alone to cultivate a deeper relationship with God. And the only way we can have a deep relationship with God is to wake up in the morning and go in God's presence, to model the importance of solitary prayer, and to avoid distractions and appearance of seeking public approval. He sought a private place that would not distract him, so he could commune with the Father. Jesus' solitary prayers were not a mere formality, but a vital part of his life. And prayer should be a vital part of our life. He would withdraw to lonely places like the wilderness with God on a profound level. And the last one is number 8, why should we pray? Christians should always pray. Christians should have devout prayers before the Lord. Continue in prayer and watch in the same way of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the word. And also we just pray that what was said today might be beneficial for some man or woman of God today that will build up their spirit, man, and that will encourage us to keep fighting this good fight of faith. And also we thank God for allowing another opportunity, and we thank God for Pastor Arthur LaValle for allowing us to share today on his radio station. And before I pass it back over to Pastor Arthur, there's an announcement we'd like to share throughout those who are listening on Radio Land. On April the 4th, God permit, 2026, at 4 p.m. at Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry, 1909 Highway 71 North, we're having our annual First Saturday Fellowship. Last year was successful. We had several churches with us, and it starts at 4 o'clock. So if you would like to come and join us, once again, that'll be on April the 4th, 2026. That's this year. 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunker, Louisiana, beginning at 4 p.m. If you have a choir or worship group, you can bring them and sing an A and B selection. And also, there's always a good meal we have prepared afterwards. And we'll be having a special gospel band, which will be, I think, it's Pastor David Taylor out of Ville Platte, Louisiana, be with us this year. So and those who are surrounding area, we would love to have you all to come in fellowship, share your gifts with the body of Christ. That's what it's for, to build each other up, for the edifying, so we can all grow into that maturity, spiritual maturity level. Amen. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the conscience of his friend. Amen. So we greet you all, and you are welcome, and we love you guys. And right now, I just pass it back over to Pastor Arthur LaValle. Thank you, Pastor, for having us on today.
Amen. To God be the glory, brother. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord, and it will not return unto your void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. You told us to return your word to you, Father. You told us to sow the seeds of your word into our circumstance, situation, and center. And you told us to pray without ceasing, always, Father. And, Lord, we just ask you to give us the strength and the ability, Lord, to not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, Father, so that we might reap in due season, so that we might give you through our prayer lives legal rights and legal permission to interfere in all the affairs of our lives here on earth. Through our prayer life, Father, and accomplish it and make it known and get it manifest in our lives through the principle and the laws of sowing your word into our circumstance, situation, and center, and knowing that in due season we shall reap if we don't cave in and give up and quit. So we pray, Lord, that you quicken this word to our lives and to our hearts, Father God, so that we can bring glory to your name by bringing manifestation of your word into our lives and into our circle of influence. And for that, Father, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ronnie, you know, for sharing with us, man, what God put in your heart for the body of Christ in this hour. You know, we got about 7 or 8 minutes left, and I would like for y'all just to take the opportunity for the next 5 or 6 minutes, you know, to just pray for the people out there in the radio land. Pray for the healing, the deliverance, the provision, the salvation of those out there under the sound of our voice, and not only them, but for their circle of influence, too, for their families, you know. So go ahead and just pray, you know, whatever God put in your heart for those who are sick and afflicted and those who are in need of prayer in the name of Jesus.
So, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus because we know that only you can heal, only you can deliver, and only you can set free. So, yes. Father God, we asking you right now, for those who are sick right now, Lord God, that you would send this word to heal them, oh God, In Jesus' holy name, we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just touch their hearts, oh God. Those who are in the ICU room, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you walk through that hospital, Lord. And Father God, lay your hands upon them. Let them feel your presence right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Open the door of your freshness, oh God, of the breath of your Holy Spirit, oh God, penetrating throughout that hospital, touching every room, oh God, every person in those rooms, oh God, even the doctors and the nurses, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come to you right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name, asking you to touch the hearts of these young men and young women, Father God, that's incarcerated. Let them know, Lord God, that it's not too late. Let them know, Father God, you're still, Father God, reaching out your hand, looking for that prodigal son, oh God, so you can they can come back to you, oh God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you go by your mighty wind, oh God, from heaven, and just anoint them with your freshness, oh God, in Jesus' holy name. We pray for those who are homeless, Lord God, who don't have a place to stay, to sleep, who's living on cardboards under the bridge and laying out on this dangerous highway, oh God. Father God, put a hedge about them. Open that door for them, oh God, so they can have the shelter that they need and the food, Father God, of nourishment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for who you are in our lives, in our ministry, in Pastor Laval's ministry, and Sister Gail, in our ministry, Lord, and every ministry that's in right standing with you, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will just breathe upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, let your Holy Spirit come back into the house, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, not a program, but your spirit, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not to raise money, Father God, but to so that the sick may be healed, and the blind might see, and those on drugs, Father God, will come bursting through the doors asking, what must I do to be saved? It's no time to do for money, Lord. Money cannot save us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need a move from you, Lord. We need a move of your Holy Spirit to come back into the house of the Lord. We need a move, oh God, of your Holy Spirit penetrating through these walls, oh God. Lay us at the altar, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, is not by our might nor by our power. It's only by your Spirit, oh God, that things can be changed. Things will turn around. People will get healed. The blind eyes will see. The deaf ears will hear, Father God. And Father God, the lame will walk again, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. This is what we want in the ministry. Holy Spirit, you come in. Holy Spirit, you fill this house. Holy Spirit, move in a mighty way. Oh, tear down those stony walls, oh God, so that you can penetrate through them, oh God. Father God, we need a move of baptism in your house, in the name of Jesus. From the young to the old, oh God.
Yes.
Cleanse us, Lord.
Yes.
Wash us, Lord.
Yes.
Purge us, Lord.
Yes.
In the holy name of Jesus. Move
yes,
by
Lord,
your
Lord.
Mighty hand. Lord, as
yes,
I raise my hand up over the city
yes,
of Bunky, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, I
yes,
ask
Lord.
That this city be cleaned
yes.
in the
yes.
name of Jesus, that
yes,
the, my, a wind will come through like
oh,
the
Lord,
book
Lord.
Of Acts. And Father yes, God, Lord. We will be baptized in your Holy Spirit, oh God,
yes,
in the Holy Ghost. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord God,
thank
for
you.
Healing Pastor Loveall and his wife, oh God.
Yes, Lord,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God,
yes,
for healing
yes,
everyone with
yes.
back trouble, Lord,
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Everyone in the hospitals over here
yes.
as well, Lord, breathe
yes.
upon them, Lord.
Yes,
walk
yes,
through
yes.
those rooms, oh God.
Yes,
make
Lord.
Them make them to feel your presence, oh God,
yes, Lord.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Name
oh God,
Lord.
Let your blood flow. Let
mm.
your blood flow upon
yes.
us, oh God. The
yes.
same blood that healed, that Jesus died for.
Yeah.
Let that blood, the
yes.
blood of Jesus, heal
yes.
us, oh God. We glorify
yes.
you. We magnify you and we lift you up, oh God, because it is in you that we move, oh God. It is in you that we trust, oh God, and
yes.
it is in you that we believe in, God, and we
yes.
will not bow to another God. In
oh,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name we pray. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is the confidence that we have, you know, that if we ask anything according to God's word and his will, then we can know that he hears. And if we know that he hears us, then we can also know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Hallelujah. When we pray, you know, God said this. He said, listen, call upon me and I will answer you. He said, seek me and you shall find me. Knock and the door shall be open, you know. And every time we pray according to God's word and according to God's will or return his word back to him, then we can have confidence in knowing this here, that God sends the answer. Hallelujah. And when he sends the answer, listen, that's one thing for him to send the answer, because he's going to watch over his word. He said, if you call upon me, I'll answer you. He said, if you pray, whatever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. And then he put the icing on the cake. Now, here's our part. You know, the prayer has already been offered up, and God has heard our prayers, and God has sent the answer. Now, the next part of that scripture in Mark 11:23, when it say, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. And here's the key now, because when we pray, God sent the answer. God, in fact, God has already healed us and delivered us and saved us. Now he said this here. Now whosoever shall say, is our part now, to this mountain, be thou removed and plucked up and cast into the sea. And do not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say.
Thank
so when
you,
we
Jesus.
Pray, that get the answer sent. But it's what we get up saying after we pray that determines whether we receive the answer or not. Like Apostle said, now it's time for us to start sowing the word of God into our lives. Now it's time for us to start planting the word of God. Now it's time for us to start speaking the answer, speaking men to receive prayer that we believe in our heart that we receive.
Yes, Lord.
And as we begin to speak it, what? Call our bodies healed. Call our families saved and delivered and set free. Call those things that be not, even though they were. What you're doing now? You prayed? Now it's time to start sowing now. You know, it's time for us to start planting the word of God into our hearts, into our mind, into our soul. And as we plant it into our heart, like the apostle said, don't get weary in doing well, because in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Thank
so
you,
what
Lord.
We got to do now? Now we got to speak, boy, that which we believe that we receive. We got to speak it into our lives now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so shall it be. So from here on out, Lord, start calling your bodies healed. Start calling our children saved. Start calling our community blessed of the Lord. Start calling things into existence. Start speaking it. Why? Because whatsoever man say, that shall he have. Listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. You know, Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ronald, Gail and I, man, and my family and our ministries, We bless y'all in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
God best
Jesus.
For y'all life, God greatest for y'all life, and we believe this with all our heart. So shall it be in
yes,
the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Listen, if we can be of any further help to you, you can contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship, area code 713-870-3776. Until next week, may God bless you. We love you and look forward to ministering to you again next week. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for